You can't beat Kennedy.
Don't even try, homeboy.
You can't beat her.
She's gonna school you, sucker.
You can't beat Kennedy.
You can try, but man,
you can't beat her.
You ain't gonna win, man. You're going down.
You think you can, but you can't.
Oh no. Oh no.
Stop. Game time.
Kennedy, say good morning to Liz up in New Hampshire, who has already run 4 miles this morning.
Let's go, Liz. How are you doing?
I'm good. How are you?
I will never comprehend that kind of motivation and ambition.
You know, ever since
I understand it either.
Ever since I did the Wicked Long Walk, I've walked 2 miles every day since.
Look at you.
Except wow. Yesterday I didn't, and I feel like garbage because I didn't.
All right, well, you kick Kennedy out of the studio, please, Liz.
Kennedy, could you please leave the studio?
Sure thing. Good luck.
You too. Thanks.
Five trivia questions are all about pop culture. You answer more right than Kennedy, you win the money. It's simple. Well, it's not that simple. Until Kennedy. It's all simple till Kennedy comes back. She's over in that soundproof studio. She can't hear any of this. Question number one, The Breakfast Club was voted the best high school movie of all time. It's followed by Back to the Future and Ferris Bueller's Day Off. Which actor played the jock character in The Breakfast Club? Question number two, Shaboo's...
No, he's not the trap. It's Emilio Estevez.
All right, I'll allow it.
Yeah, we'll give you that.
Shaboozy's A Bar Song, Tipsy, is the number one song in the nation for a fifth week. In the song, he says, someone pour up a double shot of whiskey, you know me and Jack Daniels, blank.
I have never heard this song.
What?
We're getting frisky.
You've not heard that song yet?
I've not, no. Nope.
You've been under a rock.
And not even by accident, against your will?
Right. Question number three. Vince Vaughn got a star on the Hollywood Walk of Fame yesterday. Take a listen to these lines and name the Vince Vaughn movie that they are from.
Gotta get out of here, Prano. I got a stage 5 clinger.
I need more time.
Did you hear what I just said to you? Stage 5 clinger? Let's go. I'm gonna start the car. I'm serious. Let's go. I don't think that you're appreciating the urgency here. You better lock it up. You better lock it up.
No, you lock it up.
Lock it up. Lock it up.
Lock it
up. Lock it up.
Lock it up. Name the movie.
Oh, my goodness. I don't have a clue.
Question number four. Jimmy Kimmel says he won't host the 2025 Oscars because they take up so much time, and he thought he'd take a break from that. How much does an Oscar statue weigh? Is it 5.5 pounds, 8.5 pounds, or 12.5 pounds?
8.5.
And question number five. Kit Harington admits that mistakes were made in the final season of Game of Thrones, and he might even agree with people who say it was rushed. But he and the rest of the cast just couldn't go on any longer. What is the current Game of Thrones spinoff that's airing on HBO?
Oh, it's not Mother of Dragons, is it?
Let's get Kennedy back in the studio, please.
Kennedy! Just saying, less time running, more time on the couch watching TV. Wouldn't have this problem.
Obviously, right? Yeah.
Kennedy, welcome back.
Thank you.
Liz got 2 out of 5 correct.
All right.
These are tough. Are you ready?
Yeah.
The Breakfast Club was voted the best high school movie of all time, followed by Back to the Future and Ferris Bueller's Day Off. Which actor played the jock character in The Breakfast Club?
Emilio Estevez.
Tied at 1. Shaboozy's A Bar Song, Tipsy, is the number one song in the country for a fifth week. In the song, he says, someone pour up a double shot of whiskey. You know me and Jack Daniels blank.
Got a history.
2-1. Vince Vaughn got a star on the Hollywood Walk of Fame yesterday. Take a listen to these lines and then name the Vince Vaughn movie that they're from.
I'm looking all over for you. I got to get out of here, Prano. I got a stage 5 clinger.
I need more time.
Did you hear what I just said to you? Stage 5 clinger? Let's go. I'm going to start the car. I'm serious. Let's go. I don't think that you're appreciating the urgency here.
Lock it up.
You better lock it up. You better lock it up.
Lock it up.
You lock it up. Lock it up.
Chocula.
Lock it up.
Erroneous. Erroneous on both counts.
Wedding crash.
3-1. Jimmy Kimmel says he won't host the 2025 Oscars because they take up too much time, and he thought he'd take a break. How much does an Oscar statue weigh? 5.5 pounds, 8.5 pounds, or 12.5 pounds?
I think it's 8.5 pounds.
4-2. Kit Harington admits that mistakes were made in the final season of Game of Thrones, and he might even agree with people who say it was rushed, but he and the rest of the cast just couldn't go on any longer. What is current Game of Thrones spinoff airing on HBO?
House of Dragons? It's wrong, isn't it?
House of the Dragon.
House of the Dragon.
House of the Dragon. 4-2 is the final score. Kennedy, look at you. You ran a mental pop culture 4 mile run this morning and get the win. Liz, I'm sorry you don't get the cash, but we do appreciate you playing. What would you like to say to Kennedy before you go?
My name is Liz from Dirty
Hampshire,
and I cannot
beat
Kennedy.
All right, and Liz, keep the radio on because we're going to play that song you've never heard before in your life that we play every 20
minutes. Yes, okay.
It'll come up quick, I promise.
Oh, it is right now.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.
You can't beat Kennedy.
Don't even try, homeboy.
You can't beat her.
She's gonna school you, sucker.
You can't beat Kennedy.
You can try, but man,
you can't beat her.
You ain't gonna win, man. You're going down.
You think you can, but you can't.
Oh no. Oh no.
Stop. Game time.
Kennedy, please welcome back for Redemption Week.
Redemption Week.
Kara from Danvers.
Hey, girl.
Hi, good morning.
How are you?
I'm doing great. How are you?
Living the dream.
So all this week, we're bringing back the 5 most recent competitors who have defeated Kennedy and giving Kennedy a shot at redemption. What was the score when you won the first time, Karen? Kara?
5-4.
Ooh. I almost called her Karen.
There was a technicality there.
Oh, good. Good. I love it when Kennedy loses.
100%.
Especially on a technicality.
Yeah.
All right. Will you kick Kennedy out of the studio, please, Kara?
Kennedy, will you please leave the studio?
Sure thing. Good luck.
You too.
5 trivia questions, of course, all about pop culture. You get more right than Kennedy, you win. Kennedy's gone into that soundproof studio. She can't hear anything that is about to happen. Here comes question number 1. Today, in 1994, the next Karate Kid was released, starring this female actress who replaced Ralph Macchio as the lead of the franchise. Who is she?
Oh. I don't think I know that one.
Question number 2. TMZ posted a video of Justin Bieber yelling at a large group of teenagers inside a swanky Beverly Hills hotel because the kids were filming him and not respecting his privacy. Who is on this hit song with Justin Bieber? Take a listen.
I think that one's the Kid Leroy.
Netflix has greenlit a new animated Ghostbusters series. What is the name of the green ghost who is a recurring character in Ghostbusters?
Slimer.
According to a new poll from Ranker.com, the TV workplace people would most like to work is the Parks Department from Parks and Rec, followed by the bar from Cheers. Who is the director of the Parks Department that hated the government on Parks and Rec?
Ron Swanson, of course.
Rachel Lillis, who is the voice of both Misty and Jessie on Pokemon, passed away. She was only 46 years old. In the original Pokemon game, there were 3 options for starter Pokemon. What were they?
Oh, I have no clue, and I hope Kennedy doesn't know either.
All right, let's get Kennedy back in the studio, please.
Well, I have several thoughts on it.
Kennedy, welcome back.
Hi.
Kara from Danvers, who defeated you the first time, 5-4, scored 3 out of 5 this time.
All right, well done, my friend.
Yeah, these are really hard, Kennedy. You ready?
Yeah.
Today, 1994, the next Karate Kid was released starring this female actress who replaced Ralph Macchio as the lead of the franchise. Who is she?
Hilary Swank.
Wow. 1-0. TMZ posted a video of Justin Bieber yelling at a large group of teenagers inside a swanky Beverly Hills hotel because the kids were filming him and not respecting his privacy. Who is on this hit song with Justin Bieber? Take a listen, Kelly.
I have no idea.
We interviewed him at the House of Blues.
Oh, Kid Leroy. I don't get that.
No, I'm not giving it to you. He's got a new song that's a banger, too.
I love it.
Yeah, I'm not giving you that one. Title 1, question number 3. Netflix has greenlit a new animated Ghostbusters series. What is the name of the green ghost who is a recurring character on Ghostbusters?
Slimer.
Title 2. According to a new poll from Ranker.com, the TV workplace people would most like to work is the Parks Department from Parks and Rec, followed by the bar from Cheers. Who was the director of the Parks Department that hated the government on Parks and Rec?
Who was the director? Ron Swanson.
Tied at three.
Bacon.
I know what I'm about, son.
Rachel Lillis, who was the voice of both Misty and Jessie on Pokemon, passed away. She was only 46 years old. In the original Pokemon game, what were the three options for starter Pokemon?
Ready, steady, go.
Everybody knows it was Bulbasaur, Squirtle, and Charmander, Kennedy.
Get out of here.
Of course.
Did she know that?
No.
Does anyone out there know that?
Everybody.
Everybody knows
Charmander
that.
Charmander, you do not.
Charmander was the sexy pick, but low-key, Bulbasaur was the best starter Pokemon for the Pokemon you're going to fight at the beginning.
And Squirtle. I cannot.
I'm also a big Squirtle guy.
Yeah.
Eventually evolves into Blastoise. I have a holographic in my closet.
I was sitting here after... And I was going to say, I think Squirtle was one of them.
Mm-hmm. I always remember Charmander. I never would have remembered Bulbasaur. So 3-3 is the final score.
Kara.
And with a tie, Kennedy, redemption is yours. Nice work.
Well done, my friend. Well done.
Kara, we appreciate you coming back to play for Redemption Week. What would you like to say to Kennedy?
I am Kara, now from Hudson, New Hampshire, and I can't be Kennedy.
Gotta catch them all
this time.
Okay, bye.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.
You can't beat Kennedy.
Don't even try, homeboy.
You can't beat her.
She's gonna school you, sucker.
You can't beat Kennedy.
You can try, but man,
you can't beat her.
You ain't gonna win, man. You're going down.
You think you can.
Game time.
Kennedy, say good morning to Caitlin from Braintree.
Hey, Caitlin, how you doing?
I'm good, Kennedy. How are you?
I'm good.
We have the kids in the car, too. What are their names?
We have Henry and Lily here.
Good morning, Henry. Good morning, Lily.
Love those names.
Hi.
They are on their way to camp, Kennedy.
Well, you know what Carson's going to ask you, right?
We do, and it's preschool camp, so I don't believe they have archery. I feel like that would be dangerous.
Well, how are they going to be pros if you don't start them young?
Okay, well, so what you do is to kind of get them before they get to archery is you buy them a lawn dart set.
Mm-hmm. Yes, even better.
Lawn darts are really
sick.
Kid will be Legolas by middle school.
Caitlin, will you kick Kennedy out of the studio?
Got him.
Kennedy, would you please leave the studio?
Sure thing. Good luck. Legolas.
Thank you, too.
Five pop culture trivia questions. You get more right than Kennedy. You score yourself the cash, $100 if you tie Kennedy. Unfortunately, that is a loss for you. And Kennedy is now gone into that soundproof studio. She can't hear anything that is happening. Question number one. Workers on film sets shared which actors were a pain to work with. The list includes Blake Lively, Scarlett Johansson, and Russell Crowe. Russell Crowe played Maximus in which Oscar-winning film?
Gladiator.
Flea, who is often considered the best bassist of all time, says it's not him. It's actually Paul McCartney. Flea plays bass in which band?
The Red Hot Chili Peppers.
Sabrina Carpenter could barely contain her excitement after getting a shout-out from SZA on social media. Name the Sabrina Carpenter song with these lyrics. I'm working late because I'm a singer. Oh, he looks so cute wrapped around my finger. My twisted humor make him laugh so often. My honey bee, come and get this pollen. Name the song.
Henry says it's espresso, so I have to go with Henry.
Oh, he cracked that code.
42 years ago in 1982, this classic comedy starring Sean Penn as Spicoli was released. Name the movie.
Fast Times at Ridgemont High.
Adele thinks Australian breakdancer Rachel Gunn's routine was the best thing that happened in the Olympics. She says, and I quote, me and my friends have been bleeping ourselves laughing for 24 hours. What is the breakdancer's nickname, this Australian breakdancer?
Oregon.
Well, let's get Kennedy back into the studio, please.
Kennedy!
Wow.
Okay, Caitlin. Nice work. Kennedy?
Hi.
Caitlin from Braintree with an assist from Henry and Lily. Got 5 out of 5.
Oh, brother.
Woo!
Wow. Well done, y'all.
You're in trouble, Kennedy.
It's going to be a tight one.
Yeah, this is going to be tough.
Is there a Pokemon question in there?
No, no Pokemon.
I'm not going to tell you which ones you got right or wrong. It adds to the suspense.
That's what they tell me.
Workers on film sets shared which actors were a pain to work with. The list includes Blake Lively, Scarlett Johansson, and Russell Crowe. Russell Crowe played Maximus in which Oscar-winning film?
Gladiator.
Flea, who is often considered the best bassist of all time, says it's not him, it's actually Paul McCartney. Flea plays bass in which band?
Red Hot Chili Peppers. And don't be crazy. That's an insane thing to say.
Sabrina Carpenter could barely contain her excitement after getting a shout-out from SZA on social media. Name the Sabrina Carpenter song with these lyrics. I'm working late because I'm a singer. Oh, he looks so cute wrapped around my finger. My twisted humor make him laugh so often. My honeybee, come and get this pollen.
That's espresso, I think.
I don't like the eye contact he's making with you and say, come get this pollen.
I can't. Can't look at him when he does it. I cannot look at him when he does it.
42 years ago in 1982, this classic comedy starring Sean Penn and Spicoli was released. Name the movie.
Fast Times at Ridgemont High.
Adele thinks Australian breakdancer Rachel Gunn's routine was the best thing that happened in the Olympics.
She's not wrong.
She had to quote, me and my friends have been pooping ourselves, laughing for 24 hours. What is the breakdancer's nickname?
Raygun. Pew, pew.
Question number one, you said Gladiator. That is correct. Question number two, the Red Hot Chili Peppers. Yes. Question number three, I am impressed by both of you ladies. Yes, it was espresso. Question number four, Fast Times at Ridgemont High, but Mr. Hand.
If it's your time, it's my time. Isn't it our time?
What are you doing here, man? And yes, Ray Gunn is correct, Kennedy.
Wow.
Nice job.
Caitlin, well done, friend.
Both of you ladies got 5 out of 5 with a tie. Kennedy gets the win. However, Caitlin, because we know it makes our boss, Sal, so upset with a 5 to 5 tie, we are giving you the $100.
Hey.
Hashtag suck it, Sal.
Yes. He weeps on Nantucket.
Nice job, Caitlin. Henry and Lily, have a great day at camp. Caitlin, what do you want to say to Kennedy?
My name is Caitlin from Braintree. We will get Kennedy one time, but we can't get her today.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.